Chapter 44. The doorbell rang at Bradley's house. Bradley, wearing a cone-shaped party hat, ran to the front door and flung it open. He had a wild look in his eyes. "Hi," said Jeff, holding Colleen's present under his arm. "You ready?" He was wearing old, comfortable clothes. His blue jeans had a small hole above the knee. "It's wrapped," Bradley exclaimed, "with a bow."
"What?"
uttered Jeff. Bradley ran back to his parents' bedroom. "It's got to be wrapped," he told his mother, "with a bow." She cut off a piece of tape and smiled at her son. "I'm wrapping it now." "Okay, good," he returned to the front door. "My mother's wrapping it now," he told Jeff. He had been running around the house that way all morning as he desperately tried to get ready for the birthday party. He'd already changed his clothes 6 times. He didn't know what he was supposed to wear. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. He didn't know what he didn't know. Claudia had given him the party hat to wear. She told him he wasn't allowed to take it off.
"They wrapped my present at the store where I got it," Jeff said.
Bradley hardly heard him.
"Are you supposed to wear torn pants?"
he asked.
"What?"
He ran into the kitchen. He took a sharp knife from the drawer next to the sink and cut a hole in his pants just above the knee. When he returned to the front door, Jeff was standing inside the house. Claudia was with him.
"Is my hat on straight?" Bradley asked his sister.
She looked him over. "It's hard to tell," she explained, "because your head's crooked." Mrs. Chalkers came down the hall, holding Colleen's present in front of her.
"See? All wrapped," she said. "Hello. You must be Jeff. I'm Bradley's mother."
"Hello, Mrs. Chalkers," said Jeff.
"It doesn't have a bow," Bradley shouted.
"Oh, I couldn't find any ribbon," said his mother.
He stared at her in disbelief.
"It needs a bow," he wailed. He turned to Jeff. "Doesn't it need a bow?"
"No."
"Oh, okay," he said happily. He took the present from his mother. She kissed him and told him to have fun. He and Jeff started out the door.
"Oh, Bradley," said his mother, "you ripped your pants."
"I know."
He closed the door. They headed up the sidewalk toward Colleen's. She lived 2 blocks away.
"Do you want my bow?" Jeff asked. "I can take it off."
Bradley nervously shook his head.
"Are you all right?" Jeff asked.
"I'm okay," said Bradley. He had tried to say, "I'm okay," but his mouth didn't work.
"You're acting kind of strange," said Jeff. "Even for you, I mean."
Bradley sighed and stopped walking.
"What's the matter?" Jeff asked.
Bradley trembled. He felt the same way as when he first tried to turn in his homework.
"I don't know what to do at a birthday party," he said, shivering.
Jeff laughed.
Bradley sat down on the curb. "I haven't been to one in 3 years."
Jeff looked impatiently up the street, then sat down next to his best friend. "There's nothing to worry about," he said assuringly. "Birthday parties are fun."
"How many birthday parties have you been to?" Bradley asked.
Jeff shrugged.
"A lot. What do you want to know?"
"Everything."
"Okay," said Jeff. "First, take off that dumb hat."
So, while the 8 girls anxiously waited, Jeff was patiently trying to teach Bradley everything he knew about birthday parties.